This is the end of this halacha. Now take a look. Roshei Prokim, some short notes like, and there's a comment here, Ha'ora, Elu Haroshei Prokim, Hoyu Nidfosim Ikvar Achrei Hilchas Pesach Halachates. These notes were originally found in Likutei Halachas Orachayim after Hilchas Pesach Halachates. Ve'ein Shom Mekoimum Klal, but they don't really belong there at all. Alkein He'etaknum Heina, therefore we copied it over here and put it over here where it fits in. And this is going to clarify what we just learned in the last 2-3 shurim. Ktsas remozim ala maisa shel yoim hashishim yashiva betleres. A little bit of some hints regarding the sixth story of the sixth day of the Sheva Brachas of the seven betlers. Shehoi eloi koyach biyodov lohitzi achitzim. The one who said that he has a power, it looks as if his hands are damaged, are defective. But he said, my hands have the greatest power. I have the ability to remove the arrows from the princess. Shehoi eloi koyach biyodov lohitzi achitzim. V'choshav shom arbo dvorim. Rabbeinu Zalveir mentions four different powers. Number one, lohitzi achitzim, to remove the arrows from the princess. Number two, v'lichnois letoich hachoymoi shomayim aydei koyach hatzdoko, the ability to enter into that water fortress, that water castle, those 10 walls of water, through the power of charity. Because he said, whoever I give to, I'm really taking, this betler said. Number three, v'leida hayud minei dfikin alidei koyach hachochmo shebiodov. Also the fact that he had the knowledge of all the 10 types of pulses through the chokhmah that he possessed in his hands. Number four, ulenagein hayud mine negina, he had the ability to sing these 10 types of song, al yedei hakoyach lasois velatzor haruach sora, by the fact that he had the ability to control all the winds. Even the storm wind, which represents the Sitra Achra, the Yetzirah, this Betler had the ability to control and manipulate, manage all of these winds. The Kulam B'nei Asora Asora. And each one of these items that's mentioned, the walls, the charity, the pulses, the Negina, all of them are 10. All of them have 10 categories in them. Ayin Shom, look over there in the story. V'siper Maisa Mehabas Malka, and Rabbeinu Zal told this story about the princess, Shechoshak Bo HaMelech, that there was a king who wanted her very, very much, and he captured her, and then the dream and everything, and then Shebor Cholotoy Chayudcha Mishomayim, she ran away from him, and she ran into this fortress of water, V'hu Roifei Oysa, and the Betler, this Betler, the Tzaddik in that story said that I am the one who cures this princess from all of those 10 different kinds of poisons that were shot into her through those arrows. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'soid zois hamaisa nizgov midateinu moid moid. The secret of this story is obviously way beyond our comprehension, way above our minds. Ach kvar nitan lanu rishus me'itoi zal. However, Rabbeinu Zal gave us permission L'chapes remozim kefi yecholteinu, to search in these stories and to try to find whatever tidbits we can find of information, things that relate to the Torah, etc. Ach im kol ze loineda mi umo avemos. However, even after all of our searching, we're still not going to know a lot of things. There's still a lot missing. Kama shekosu shom basoif, as Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of the story, alkein atzig beremez. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm going to write a little bit of notes here of what's going on in my head regarding related to this story. Now he begins, and we have about a page and a half, but it's going to clarify a number of things that weren't so clear before. Paragraph Aleph. Ki yesh arba oilomois. Where the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that there are four basic worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Visharosham, their sources, the source where these four worlds draw their energy from is the Arba Oisiyos Shel Shem Havaya, the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Shehem Bechinas Arba Shemois, which correspond to the four configurations of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we mentioned earlier, which are Ov, Sog, Mo, and Bon, where when you write out Hashem's name, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud, it equals 72. When you write out sug, you know, yud vav dalid, hey yud, vav vav, hey yud, it comes out to 63, and so on and so forth. Bechinas, and these names of Hashem, the Arizal uses them throughout his Sforim. He shows us where they play a role in every one of the mitzvahs that we do. For example, when the Arizal explains the mitzvah of Chanukah, he discusses the brachas that we make on the Chanukah candles. The first bracha is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The word Lahadlik, if I recall correctly, let's see, Lamed He is 35 and Dalet is 9 is 39 and Lamed is 69. And 10 is 79, and Kuf, 179, if I'm not mistaken, is Bigimatria of Sog Mo. Let's see. 72 and 63 is 135. 135 and 45 is 180. 180, exactly. It's Lahadlik, with the Koila. Lahadlik is of Sog Mo. And he goes on to show how these names of Hashem are found in all kinds of different mitzvahs that we do. And again, when a Jew says that word, Lahadlik, he's turning on these lights. He's turning on the lights of these names of Hashem and the powers that are related to them. Even if he doesn't know it, if he knows it, then it's a higher level. But even if he does know it, as long as a Jew does the mitzvah with simplicity, because this is what the Torah has taught us, this is what our rabbis have told us, automatically, when he says these words, he's turning on these lights. Bechinas, which correspond to tamim, nekudois, tagim, oisius, the four components of the Torah. Umehem, nimshochim, ho'arba, yesoidois, from which come the four elements of creation. Eish, ruach, mayim, ofer, fire, air, water, and dirt. Shehem, bechinas, which correspond to the four levels of creation. Doimim, Tzoymeach, Chai, Medaber. Kenegedze, Heim Arbo, Chelke, Tfila, which correspond to the four sections in our Tfilat Shachris that we daven. Ki Korbonois, the first section of our Tfilat Shachris, Korbonois, Ba'asia, that corresponds to the first world. Ubetchila, Misaknim Oisa, Be'uvda. The Arizal says that each one of these four worlds, We have to make a tikkun on two levels, with action and with speech. Be'uvda or be'milula. So first we do it with action. Which actions? Besoid yifne v'yitel yodov. The Gemara says as soon as a Jew wakes up in the morning, what's the first thing he does? Washes his hands and goes to the bathroom. Those physical activities of washing the hands to remove the tumma on the hands and going to the bathroom to remove the waste matter, again, another klipa, another tumma from the person, that's how the person is physically performing a tikkun for the olam asiyah. That's two things. And the next two things are tzitzis, utfilin shel yad, vishel roish. And the putting on of the talis and the putting on the tefillin, these different activities are all affecting tikkunim in the olam ha'asiyah. Kemavur kol ze b'ksovim, as this is all explained in the writings of the Arizal. Umevoyer be'etz chayim b'tchilosoi, it's explained in the Arizal Sefer Etz Chayim in the beginning, shetamim, the musical notes of the Sefer Torah, Shehem Bechinas Ayin Beis. They correspond to Hashem's name Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is 72. And the Gemara says that in the future, there's going to be a special song that's going to be played on a harp of 72 strings. That's this name of Hashem, the Shem Ayin Beis. Shom Yef Shaladaber Klal. And when we're at that level, when we're in the Tamim, when we're in Shem Ayin Beis, There's no words. We can't put anything into words. It's song. It's a song without words. Ach ikar hascholas hisgalus mebechinas sog. So on the level of Ayin Beis, there's no dibur. It's such a high level, it can't be put into words. When we go down a level, to the level of sog, the next level down, that's where things start to be revealed. Shehem bechinas nekudos, which corresponds to the vowels. V'nishtal shel mibechino lebechina. And the light spirals down from level to level. Ad shenizgal lebechina shem bon. Until we come down to the fourth level down, which is the name of Hashem Bon, that configuration of Yudke Vavke, Veshom Hoiso Iker Hashvira. And that's where the problems took place. That's where the breakage took place. Kaviyochel, when Hashem tried to bring his light all the way down to that level, that's where this breakage took place. V'acharkach nistakein al yidei oyer ma hechodosh. And then it was rectified by Hashem drawing light that came from the level above it, that level of ma, a certain new light of ma, shehu shem ma, shenischaber im shem bon, whereby these two names of Hashem were united, ma and bon. Umehem nishavu kol ha'olamos meirosh vad sof. And it's from these two names of Hashem that all the different worlds from beginning to end were created. V'chol iskenu v'avoidasenu b'toyro b'mitzvos, and all of our activities in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, l'saken u'lahalois hanitzutzos, what we're trying to accomplish is to elevate and correct those sparks of Kiddusha, shenisharu bein haklipois mishvira sakelim, which were still left in the hands of the Tumah, in the hands of the Klipois, as a result of the Shvira Sakelim. Because even though there was a major rectification over there in the beginning, but not everything was fixed. And there were still these 288 sparks of Kedusha that remained downstairs, that remained in the hands of the Klipos, in the hands of the Sitra Achra. And our mitzvahs, all of our Avodas Hashem, is to try to correct those 288 sparks, to lift them up. If you recall, we mentioned earlier that the Zohar HaKadosh says this is mentioned in the first pasuk in Chumash. I'm sorry, the second pasuk. V'horetz hoysa soyhu v'voyu v'choyshech al pnei sahoim. The earth was dark and dark and dark, and it mentions four levels of darkness there, corresponding to the four exiles, corresponding to that the Jews would go through. And then it says, v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim. But the spirit of Hashem hovered over the water. And we mentioned that the Meforshim bring that the word merachefes has the mem tof on the outside, met, and the middle letters are resh peches, that these 288 sparks died. In Kabbalah, the word died means it dropped a level, it fell down. Because when a person dies, they go down, they get buried in the ground. So these 288 sparks fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra, in a sense. And our mission and our Avodas Hashem is to try to correct them and get them out of there and restore them, bring them back into the Kedusha. And we mentioned that this number, Resh Peches, is Chesed plus Gvura. 72 plus 216 is 288, and it's also toiv and ra, good and bad. The good and bad got mixed up together, and it's in the hands of the klipos. And our job is to sort it out, to try to sort out what's good, what's bad. The concept of havdalah that we make on fire. Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol, ben or lechoshech, ben yisroel lo amim, ben yom hashvi l'shemase. Rav Nosson Zal says in one place that we don't always have to destroy the evil. It's good enough if you separate the evil from the good so that it's recognizable. Once you can identify the evil, you know to stay away from it. The problem is when good is mixed in with bad, that's when you're in trouble. That's when it's very, very hard. And it's easy to get messed up. V'chol zeh hu soid habas malka hanal. And this is all tied into that princess, Sheboruch Elochim HaShamayim, who ran into the fortress of water. Kiyodua, now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because it's known, She'ikar habriya, ve'ikar ha'hishtalshelus, hoyo b'shvil legalois malchusoi. The main reason for creation, and the main reason for all the different worlds that Hashem created was to reveal his malchus, to reveal his kingdom. That's the most important thing. That's the mission. Ubishvil ze yotsu kol hamalochim. And it's for this reason that all the different kings came forth. We had this just mamish in last week's parsha. Today is Yom Shlishi, Yud Tes Kislev, Tovshin Samachtes. A few days ago we read Parsha's Vayishlach. And at the end of Vayishlach, there's a whole chapter there where it says that there was this king, and then he died, and this king took over, and then this. It mentions the kings, the eight kings of Edom. And we said that the Zohar HaKadosh shows that that paragraph is actually a remez. It's alluding to what took place when Hashem first created the world. That when Hashem brought forth these different kings, Achalidei Hasigim, but because of the fact that there were Sigim, there was stuff there that didn't belong there, there was waste matter there, Nishbaru, those vessels shattered. And those kings, when it says the kings died, it implies that the vessels shattered, you know, broke. Umishom Nishavu HaKlipois VaSitrachra, and that's what resulted in the klipos and the sitrachra, bishvil habechira, so that man should have free choice. V'hasigim v'sitrachra hem bechinas malchus harisho, shekeneget malchus tikdusha. And these klipos and sitrachra, another name for them is malchus harisho, the kingdom of evil, the kingdoms of evil, because they oppose the kingdom of kedusha. Hachafetzim v'orvim tomid. Litpois says Bechinas Kvoid Abbas Melech Pnima Etzlam. And they're always trying to capture that princess, to capture the Malchus of Kedusha, to take it captive by them. Just like Avimelech took Sarah captive, and they took Rivka captive, and Achashverosh took Esther Amalka. These were all these princesses who represented the Shechina. Each one of them represented the Shechina, the Malchus of Kedusha. And the Malchus of the Sitrachra is each time trying to grab that Malchus of Kedusha, capture it, and bring it inside of itself. Why? Kedei lahagbir Malchusam chas v'shalom. In order to strengthen their kingdom, in order to strengthen the kingdom of Tumah, the kingdom of the Sitrachra. Ulahalim Malchus dikdusha chas v'shalom. And to cover up, to hide, to bury the Malchus of Kedusha. V'chol ikar bria so'ilom hoyo b'shvil galois malchusoi kiyadua. And the main reason for the creation of the world was to reveal and broadcast the kingdom of Hashem. We mentioned this many times. Ein melech b'loyam. The attribute of kingdom of Hashem couldn't really exist unless there's who to rule over. You can't have a king without a nation. Because from then, from the beginning, Hashem wanted his Shechina to prevail, to be among the lower levels, the lower elements, human beings. This is why when Hashem was planning on creating man and creating the world, there was a prosecution, there was a complaint. There were angels that said, Hashem, why would you do such a crazy, ridiculous thing? Why create man? What do you want man for? They're going to get you angry. They're going to get you nervous. They're going to do sins. They're going to lie and everything. These angels were actually going against the kingdom of Hashem. Because again, in order for Hashem to be king, he's got to have people, he's got to have a Jewish nation. And these angels were talking against it. She'efshir b'li b'riyas ha'gashmim, whereby it's impossible for Hashem's kingdom to really be revealed without creating physical human beings who have a body and a soul. They have bechira. They have constant battle, you know, constant tug of war going on between good and bad. V'chol elu hacholkim yonku mehasigim shenemshochem yashvira. And these angels and all of these other forces who oppose the creation of man, all of them drew their energy from those broken vessels, those shattered vessels. Shemehem bechinas malchus harishoh. That's where the malchus of evil draws its energy from. Ubechol malchus shel shivas malchei adoim kadmon demisu bechol pam. And within each one of those kingdoms of the seven kings of Edom that are mentioned over there at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, who symbolize something that took place at the beginning of creation of the world, and each time it says this king died and this king took over, this king died. Nitpesa malchus digdusha lemelech harosha b'chinas melech edoim. During each one of those kingdoms, the Jewish kingdom, the kingdom of kedusha, was taken captive by the kingdom of the sitrachra. Sheze b'chinas hanitzoitzois shel malchei hakedusha shenisharu beklipa. This is the concept of the fact that we say that there are certain sparks of the malchus of kedusha that are still found within the malchus de klipa. Just like lahavdil, in a sense, we know that the Beis HaMikdash, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash today, are found in the Vatican in Rome. These items that represent the Malchus Dikdusha, the kingdom of Hashem, these vessels that were in the palace of the king of Hashem, are now found on the other side, you know, hidden away by them. Shemehem Yenikas Malchei Edom, that's where the kingdom of Edom draws its energy from. Shetoifsim Nitzutzois Malchus Dikdusha, they grab sparks of this Malchus Dikdusha. Umeos choiteres habas melech levroech mehem. And from the beginning, this princess, this Malchus Kedusha, is always looking for ways to run away. Ad sheborcha lotoi choymo shalmayim, until she escaped into these walls of water. Shehu b'chinas ha-tikun, which represents the tikun. B'chinas oir ma hechodosh, shehu keneged yesoid hamayim. It's the light of this name of Hashem Mo, which corresponds to water. Remember, we mentioned earlier, Ov Sog Mo Bon corresponds to Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor. V'alkein Mayim Metaharin Mikol HaTumos. And this is why, according to Judaism, water is the thing that purifies from all kinds of tumah. V'zeh b'chinas hoitzua sachitzim. This is the concept of extracting, removing those arrows. Dahainu she'oilin mitumah l'tahara. To go out of tumah into purity. V'hachitzim heim b'chinas haklipois v'hasigim sh'loi nizbaru adayin mimalchus dikdusha. The arrows represent those forces of tumah that have not yet been removed, stripped away from the Malchus of Kedusha. They're latched onto it like. Ubrichas ha-Malchus l'toich ha-choymi shalmayim, ze b'chinas b'riya so'ilam, she'ikoroi mayim. And in the story, when we hear about the princess who ran away from this evil king and ran into the 10 walls of water, that corresponds to the creation of the world. When Hashem created this world with 10 statements of creation. And in the beginning, what did he create? What was the first thing he created? Water, wall-to-wall water. V'alehem oimed kol ha'olam. And it's on this water that the entire world exists, is standing on. Kama shekosev, as the Pasuk says, l'roika ha'oretz alamoyim. Hashem spread out the continents, the land, on the water. So the base is water. And the entire land and everything that exists on land came into existence from the water that was created before it. And at that point in creation, the world was created through 10 statements of creation. That's why in the story, Rabbi Elazar speaks about these 10 walls of water. These are the 10 statements of creation that were used to create this water. And that's why the Pasuk says first that at first the world was dark and dark and dark at 4 levels of darkness. That represents these arrows of the Malchus de Sidra Achra. The Malchus de Sidra Achra is this darkness. V'ruach Elokim, and the spirit of Hashem, Dor Ruchai Shel Moshiach. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the spirit of Moshiach, the spirit of the future. That knowledge of the Cholol Aponoi, of the Tzimtzum, which is going to be revealed in the future, which is Malchus Dikdusha. Moshiach is the symbol of Malchus Dikdusha. Mirachefes al pnei amoyim, hovers over the water. Shelashom borcha, that's where the princess ran to escape. She ran into that fortress of water. V'chol avoidas hatzadikim uklal Yisrael lahoitzi achitzim. And the main job of all the tzadikim throughout the generations and of each and every single Jew is to remove these arrows, to be able to extract these arrows that the Malchus of the Sidra Achra has shot into the Malchus of Kedusha. Paragraph Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas eitz hadas toi vora. What we've been speaking about till now is tied into the eitz hadas, which was good and bad, b'chinas tzoymeach. Till now, towards the end of the previous paragraph, we were talking about ofor. We spoke about the esoid of ofor, and we spoke about Mayim being the tikkun for the offer. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that the Eitz Hadas was Tzoymeach, Shehu Yesoid Mayim. Hamayim. Tzoymeach is associated with water. Plants grow on water. Veshom Iker HaBechira. And that's where the main test of free choice comes to be. Shehi b'chinas mayim, in water. B'chinas tahara, water is a purifier. Ki ofor b'chinas bon, mayim b'chinas mo. Because ofor, the aside of ofor, which we mentioned earlier, which is the lowest one of the four, corresponds to the name of Hashem, the configuration of bon of yudke vavke, which is the lowest one. And mayim, which is above ofor, corresponds to the shemo. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes the famous medrash, B'tchilo ola b'machshova livroi b'midas hadin. Originally, Hashem thought to create the world with judgment. This is why it says, Bereshis bara Elohim es ha-shamayim v'aretz. In the beginning, Elohim created. Elohim is mishpat, midas hadin. B'chinas bon, corresponding to the shem bon, which is the last one of the four, which corresponds to the hey, the last hey of Yudke Vavke, which is Malchus, Din, Dino de Malchus Adina. Ofor, corresponding to Ofor. Sheshom Ikara Chizas Achitzim. That's where the arrows cause the most damage and everything. Then the Medrash says, Ro'o Hashem saw that the world cannot handle Midas Adin alone, and Hashem combined Rachamim with the Din. That's why it's a Higdim v'shitef midas harachmim limidas hadin. As the Pasuk says, B'yoim asois Hashem Elohim eretz v'shamoyim. There's a Pasuk later on in Parshas Bereishis where it says, on the day when Hashem created everything, but this time it doesn't say Elohim, it says Yudke Vavke Elohim. Hashem combined chesed and din. So again, b'chinas mo. Yudke Vavke is one of the configurations of Yudke Vavke is Mo, Rachamim, Uboro Mishneim, and Hashem created the world as a combination of both, Chesed and Din, Vishom Ikarachizas Habechira, and it's there in the Eitz Hadas Toivora, that's where you have the main issue of Bechira, Ki Bebchinas Ofor Levad, and not just, and Vishom here refers to the combination of Chesed and Din. Ki bebechinas ofor levad loy hoya efshar l'skayim. Because if Hashem would have left it as just ofor, we wouldn't have been able to exist. So therefore Hashem had to combine mayim and ofor, mo and bon. Ve'ikra ha'tikun yihyeh al yidei Moshiach. And the main tikun of the Eitz Hadas and of everything will be through Moshiach. Aval gam ato, however, even today, kol avoidas hatzadikim bebechinas hanal. The avoida of the tzadikim is this concept of being able to sweeten the din, being able to be mamtik the offer with mayim, and being able to correct the pigam of the Eitz Hadas to whatever degree we can today also. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas yamsuf. This is also tied into the splitting of the Red Sea. B'chinas v'hamayim lohem choymo mimino mismoylam. As the Pasuk says, that the water stood as walls from their right and from their left as they passed through the Red Sea. U'malach u'elokim hashchino kibel hatchitzim. And we're told that when the Egyptians started shooting arrows and throwing spears at the Jews, the Malach Elohim, the angel that was going in front of the Jews, went in back of the Jews and blocked and accepted all the arrows and spears into it. That Malach Elohim represents the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem. Kibla Achitzim, received those arrows. V'heim b'chinas asoro nisyoinois. However, the effects of the arrows were reflected also in the 10 tests that the Jews went through at that time. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayamru al hayam bayamsuf, that the Jews almost exchanged Hashem at the Yamsuf, chas v'shalom. Utchilas hashlichus laparoi. One of the tests was when Hashem first sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi. Lafoi hamayim ledam. The first miracle that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to show Paroi was that he could change water to blood and blood to water. So we see that the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim started with water, with Moshe Rabbeinu showing his control of the water, being able to turn it to blood, blood to water, water to blood, and then Ulebesoif hoitziyom aidei kriyas yamsuf. And all the way at the end, after the 10 plagues, Hashem ends up taking the Jews out of Egypt and out of Egypt's control by splitting the Red Sea. That's where Egypt really went down. And also, Kol HaBen HaYiloid HaYoret HaShlichuhu. We see that the Egyptians, Paro and the Egyptians, tried to defeat Klal Yisrael because they issued this decree that all male children that are born should be thrown into the water, into the river. U'moyshe bi'atzmoy hiriduhu l'toich hamayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself was lowered into the water. He was put in a box in the water when he was 3 months old. Al Shem Ho'osid. This was to reflect the future. Shetzorech l'rapois habasmalko shebetoich hamayim. This was to show that Moshe Rabbeinu's mission would be to heal the princess, which is in the water. Kima shehoyo hu sheyeh. Because we have this famous pasuk in Koheles, that which was is that which will be. Many times Hashem shows something up front, portending what's going to be in the future. Ubas paroi bechinas malchus shenich b'sheitz lamelech. Now, the daughter of Paro, whose name was Batya, who ends up converting, right? And she's the one who saves, who takes Moshe Rabbeinu out of water. Rav Nosson Zal says she represents the malchus which was taken captive by the king, because Batya was obviously a holy person, and yet she was in the house of Paro. And what did she do? Yordo lirchoitz migilu leho. The Gemara says, it's the pasuk says in Chumash, she went out to the river with her maidens, with her maidservants. The Gemara says, what was she going for? She was going to convert. She wanted a toivel in the water to wash away the idol worship. She was going to convert. And that was when she saw that box in the water with Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, and in Soito Daf Yud Beis. Ki min hamayim mishi sihu. And she ended up naming him Moshe, this child, because I drew him out of the water. So we see Rav Nosson Zal showing that in the story there, Rabbeinu Zal shows that water is the tikkun for everything. Look at this whole story of the Jews going out of Mitzrayim, and you see from beginning to end, it's all water, 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 playing a very important role in this.